Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, greetings, Hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omeka 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like for you to lock that dial in at 646-478-0270. Now, our chat rooms are now open, ladies and gentlemen. If you care to join us in the chat room, please do join us. However, we'd like to petition you to come right into the room, and you can dial those digits. Our segment for today, as usual for this month, we are working on the youngest child in the family. And our topic for this month is doing the reading for the youngest child in the family. And that's dealing with the Destiny's Child. Welcome once again. You've got your Omi here. I am your advisor, the one you need. I am your advocate, the one you want. And I am definitely your emperor here to serve you. So whatever you like, I am here to serve. And our whole mission is consumer science and education dealing with the family. And we're inviting the parents into the room today with those infants and toddlers. Just keep them quiet, though, Mom, okay? Bring them right in. But they can't talk on the phone today because we don't want any noise today. But bring those little loved ones in. We just love them to death. We'd like to welcome you to another segment of talking about the necessity to have a destiny's reading done for your youngest child. Now, why your youngest child, ladies and gentlemen? Do you suppose that I am presenting to you an option of understanding how the creation works and understanding that because we are ancestors, communers, not worshipers, and we do believe in reincarnation, all of those elders who've made their transition and gone on to eldership and actually have gone on to ancestorship, they will come back. So we believe those little loved ones come back in the form of an infant or a child in our families because our ancestors want to be heroes. So they will come back through our children. That is why we're taking extra precaution not to let any of them slip through our fingers and to put our hand in their life to put them on a path. So I want you to understand, mothers and fathers, that these are your ancestors coming back to you in the form of a new child. They're old people. They've been here before. So we want to take that extra time to speak into their lives. That is why it's so crucial that we created this time for this hour and this month segment to work with the Destiny's Childhood to find out if that child has the mark on their bodies, their head, to insinuate that they could possibly be one of our long-lost relatives who's come back to live out the expectancy, the life, because we believe in reincarnation. We believe that energy could never die. So those frequencies are frequeating unto the grave, and they return and come back. So here is a mere picture of reincarnation into full act. Now, some of you might not believe in what Omi's saying. I'm not here to try to convince you to believe what Omi is saying. I'm not even here to try to convince you to even come in this room. But the Spirit will draw you, and let the Spirit draw who will. Those who need this will come. Those who don't will continue to keep on their path. But nevertheless, I've been commissioned to bring forth the children because my hand was also commissioned to lay hands on children and speak truth over them and find the way to keep our children on a path. Now, if anything I know something about is that's children, ask anybody that knows me. When I put my hand in their life, that child's life is never the same. I've been anointed and appointed to be able to speak over the lives of children. Otherwise, I wouldn't be in this room speaking on this topic if I had no expertise in this area. I do believe I've been in hospitals, I've been in schoolhouses, and I've been in churches praying and speaking the destiny over children. And I've even spoken destiny over my own children's life. Now, if I were to give an example of a mere child who was made into a genius in school, I have one to give. But I don't have the time to sit here and talk about my own child. But those who know my child, my computer love, was one of the manifestations that God sent on Christmas Day and told me, this child I have sent, this child will do these things in life. This child has been sent here to do specific things. Mother, you ought to know something about your children. You ought to know why they were sent here. Don't just go having babies and babies after babies and don't know what their purpose is. You ought to know their purpose because they are supposed to bless you and be a blessing to your family and an extension to your life. When you're long gone, you will depreciate. You will discontinue to be on earth, and they will increase in numbers. So it's very important, mothers, that you look in the eyes of your children and you ask God, what is the purpose of this child? What is his destiny? What is his destiny? What is her destiny? Very important that you should ask that question. And right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a quick commercial break so we can do some housekeeping and get things in order so we can lay down the foundation to get you ready to get on a path. Are you ready to get your children on a path? Are you ready to find out if they are the next Jesus that we want to see? And all of the children, if you are looking for that Jesus, look into the eyes of your children and ask them, are you the next Jesus that we want to see? Maybe she is or maybe he is. We don't know, but we don't want to miss this opportunity. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, and I will meet you in the atmosphere In the Air with Silent Night. We'll be right back at you. Stay tuned. Welcome back, family, and welcome to another new year in the Care to Read Room. We're so happy that we can serve you and be a part of your family and your life. We'd like to go on by asking you to stand to your feet. You are standing on holy ground. We ask that you get in the position of prayer with your hands faced up as if you are ready to receive. To every household, it is necessary that you bring good tidings to your home by offering up prayer and praises, because we don't want to miss God's blessing for us. You are demonstrating something to your children, teaching them to be prayer warriors, and you are showing them on a day-to-day basis they ought to give thanks. Don't tell them to go to church, but show them how you can have church at home. Let your first church home be in your family's home. Ours was. We'd like to introduce you to church today, and you can take church with you in your heart. You are the living Episcopal, and you are the temple. As we stand to our feet asking God to be able to present itself, we acknowledge Oludulamare and give thanks to Oludulamare, the African Godhead, and we're using the appropriate enunciation for the name of the African God, because it's high time that you start learning your own history. So don't be amazed when you hear me use the proper name for Akamare, the name that's used all over the universe with Jews, Gentiles, Europeans. This is the name that was given, a name beyond all names, that more names were created from Akamare. Akamare has a manifestation of three Godheads, as you know, and we've been teaching in this room, so you know Ilede, you know Oludulamare, you know Olorun, which is also Ori, who's clothed in matter. You know these terms, so why not embrace them? Now, as we talk about Oludulamare, we know he is a Godhead, but he has also said that you are God, little children, and you have overcome them. So we have become the lesser gods. And don't be afraid to call yourself a God, because you have been called here to act out and carry out the things that God does. Because he said the greater things that we will do. As we understand that Oromola is the African prophet, that too you understand, and not just the name called Jesus, but his name was Oromola. He was the one that was at the right hand of God, who fashioned and molded you and created you. He knows the inception of your life. He knows the beginning of your life. He was there when you kneeled and prayed and asked to come here. each and every one of your little ones who got in line to come here. They kneel before God and said, God, let me go. Let me go. Let me go. I can make a difference. Therefore, he has come back as an ancestor, and he has come in the form of an infant or a toddler. He has come back because he is a reincarnated ancestor. And we would like to acknowledge those ancestors today by acknowledging them by name. We call forth our ancestors through our deities of our mother spirit. And I say through my mother spirit, Yamanja, which represents my mother spirit, Clara Jenkins, I say Ashe, and I pour libation. The father spirit on my father's side that represents my father, Robert Jenkins, Obatala, I say Ashe. And as we pour water to the ground, we sanctify this area, sanctifying it, that it is set aside, separate, as we are to be from the world. We are in the world, but we don't have to be of it. We're sanctified and set aside. The things that I do, acquire these things in your home. As I teach you, may you be able to implement them in your home. And we call on our ancestors today. We call on Shekez Dia. We call on Dr. Carruthers. And will you be a witness today, Dr. Carruthers? We call on Dr. Henry Clark. We call on Shekez Diaz. And we call on Nina Simone. We call on these people as a witness today. We call on Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Will you be a witness? Because through all of us, these ancestors have come back, and we've all known them through ancestralship because they come back and live in the lives of all of us. Because we know frequency cannot die. It vibrates unto the grave and continues to vibrate. Therefore, we're able to tap into that melanin today. So why don't you tap in? Do you have a need today? Is there a need in your family for your children? You ought to tap in today because their frequencies are yet vibrating. And we tap into the melanin because we know that the melanin is a vanguard. It is a protector. It is something that allows our bodies to regenerate itself. And we are able to renew our spirit and ourselves as we tap into the melanin. I say tap in because it's available to you. And we want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And remember to call on your mothers and fathers, Clara B. Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy Pete Harvey. We call on Sam Lilly, George Lilly, Essie Lee Pope. We call on Tom Harvey, Michael Harvey, Michelle Harvey. We call on Mary Lou Hawkins, we call on Marvin Jenkins, Robert Jenkins. We call on each and every one of our loved ones to remind them that they have not been forgotten and that we will reconnect them back to the circle of life. Ladies and gentlemen, do this as often as you can. As I exemplify it for you, reconnect yourself back to your loved ones. They have not left you. They have come back in the form of a child to re-enter into your circle of life. So embrace them. Those children who have come back, they are your ancestors. They are your ancestors. So embrace them. We'd like to thank you for going on that talking cure with us. It's a form of therapy. I do it on a regular basis so that you begin to see how to heal yourself. Most of us know that our healing comes through each and every one of us. We are healers, and we're capable of healing ourselves. So let us use the talking cure to heal ourselves. If there are children with deformities, if children with ailments, then you bring them in the room and you speak life into them. You speak truth into their life and healing into their life. Now, as is and as always, Africans pray in a native tongue. And as I stumble through these African verbs and nouns, bear with me as I read from the teachings of the Honorable Chief Metahochi, who has been the teacher and the instructor of myself. Orishatu wa lete opele, orishatu wa lete ile orun, orishatu wa te e kurun, Orisha tu wa late iwon, Orisha tu late oguse, Orisha tu late o kole orum, Orisha tu late o kole eya, Orisha tu late O ile, o mio, o rishatulate, o kum, o rishatulate, o don, o do, o rishatulate, mojuba, o mojuba, o ibashe, 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 iba urum, melkode, iba gobana, melkosum. Mojo ba o, mojo ba o, mojo ba o, iba ashe, boko no, eje de bon, mi o, o mojo, o moja o, mojo ba o, iba ashe, o wo o kote, mojo ba o wo o joko, mojo ba o wo o lede o ru, mojo ba o. Owo orumo mojoba o owo orime mojoba o owo oguse mojoba o aguba aguba abu. And in translation it reads prayers and praises. Spirit that comes from the beginning of this world. Spirit that comes from the east. Spirit that comes from the west. Spirit that comes from the north. Spirit that comes from the south. Spirit that comes from the celestial world. Spirit that comes from the planet Earth. Spirit that comes from the holy city, Ile Ife. Spirit that comes from the ocean. Spirit that comes from the river. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. Homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass. Homage to the four cardinal spirits on the right side, Lord of the Light. Homage to the 100 spirits on the left side, Lord of the Light. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. Homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass. The Holy Diviner, Guse. I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. Homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass. Diviner on the right side, I praise you. Diviner on the left side, I praise you. Diviner in the east, I praise you. Diviner in the west, I praise you. Diviner in the north, I praise you. Diviner in the south, I praise you. Egojuba, Egojuba. And in reading these African prayers, these are dedicated to the family. Now, in understanding these, it will probably mean that you're going to have to take up a lesson and read and learn to accentuate and buy tapes that will help you to learn the Yoruba language. It's very important that I should tell you that this segment was specifically thought after right after the Christ birth to review all of our children as being Christ-like. And Christ-like is a behavior. It is Iwa Pelu, good character and good conduct. So we all can aspire to be just like the Christ-like child. So I want you to be able to see the Christ in your children when you look in their eyes. Look in their eyes as if you are also the Virgin Mary, because the actual concept Virgin Mary was a stolen one off the walls of Egypt. So the whole concept has been a borrowed one. And as we look at our children, we also remember that prior to having children, you must understand we all must take a Nazarite vow as a female, that we will sustain from strong drink, mothers, sustaining from strong drink, that we will not eat of certain carcass and certain meats and certain foul meats such as pork. Sustaining ourselves will keep our vessels clean, so that when a child is ready to come through our loins, we are bringing that child forth unmolested, without toxicity in our bodies, with strong drink. So mothers, as I tell you this, you are bringing forth a king or a queen. You are bringing forth children with purpose and destiny on their head. And our subject today is the destiny that is on your children's head. Do you know what the destiny is, mother? How many of you have taken the time to even seek after the destiny on your children's head? It's very important that you go to your father-in-laws and you go to someone who has the skill to be able to give you a reading and put you on a path so that your child knows exactly why he came here and what his purpose is. And once he is on a path, you must tell him that his life must be a righteous one. Now, according to the teachings from Chief Betahochi in his writing, his praises for the holy Gaba Gu, little children do not see Odu free of charge, as I told you earlier. Old people do not see Odu without paying a fee. He who sees Odu will become an Ifa priest. Ifa divination was performed for Orum of the Ile, who would receive a visitor from the city of Ilepon. He was told that when he saw the visitors, he should start singing the song. We have seen Odu, we have seen Odu, we have good fortune, we have seen Odu, we have found good fortune, we have seen Odu, we have found good fortune, we have seen Odu. We have found good fortune. We have certainly seen Odu. We shall not die. We shall not die. We have seen Odu. We have seen Odu. We have found good fortune. We have found good fortune. See, it was a singing matter for a child or for you to bring your children to obtain the Odu. It was considered a blessed time for you to see Odu because you are going to get your problems resolved. Odu, as I told you, is a celestial foundation of all celestial things in outer galactical planets as well as intergalactical. It's a sum total of everything in the universe. Ifa is who the child wants to seek the right hand of Ifa. And as you go, mothers, and talk to the Baba Law or the priest, you must ask them if your child could have a divination and see Odu. And Odu will be given to you, instructions that you must follow to the T. And do not deter from those instructions, because those instructions will guide your child and you on a path. And yes, you will truly be on a path. And you must understand that as the child goes through life, you keep the child on that path. And you remind them that these are the instructions of your father. The Odu is very impressionable upon the child. It is not something to take lightly. Finding the destiny of your child is a journey, mothers, and you must continue to work through that journey. You see through the play of a child, that child demonstrates to you what his gifts are, what his capabilities are, and you will find in that child he will act out through play what his gifts are and his destination for his path. And as you begin to observe and assess why that child is acting out play, you find the things that he's good in, and you instruct that child and enroll that child into the master's hand. Just like Mary did. Anna was Mary's mother. Anna took Mary and put her in the protective covenant of her brother, which was Mary's uncle, to guide her and direct her and give her instructions. You are to place your child into the priestess' hand for guidance and instruction the same way. Now, you have to be very careful who handles your child during the infancy stage. That is why it's very important, mother, that you should look towards sabbatical while your children are growing up the first 2 years of their life and guiding them through a path, because those out there who are in other persuasive positions don't know your child is on a path, and they may take your child off the path, and you don't want to take them off the path of whatever path is leading them. And you must also present prayer and worshiping. because a large portion of these children will gravitate to spiritual things much faster than you know, parents, because they are spiritual beings. They all have their own spiritual purpose. Do not suppress them. Do not put biased thoughts in their mind, because they come with their own set of philosophies. That's right. They're capable of producing spiritual-like character. And they have an understanding of what it is they want and don't want. We are here to assist them, not to suppress them and pour information in constantly and inundate them. The information they came here with, we are to guide them and adduce the knowledge that is already in them. That is why I say you do not teach a child anything. You allow that child to manifest the gift that's within them, and you adduce it, and you put the child in an environment where he's capable of growing into his direction of path. Do not get in the way of your child's path. Do not stumble and get in the way of your child's path and cut them off at the path. Make sure that there is enough room for them to grow within their path. That is why you do not let everyone put your hands on your child and in their life. And for those wannabe fictitious parents who want to take over the rulership or guidance of your children because they see destiny in them, those especially, stop them and tell them you have your child on the path. You do not want them to subliminally over inundate your children with other biased thoughts that you know that is not a part of their path. I'm telling you, mothers, you are going to have to fight to keep your hand in your children's life. There are many who would like to take your child off the path. And why is this? Because whenever you speak of good, you've ordinarily spoken of evil. It presents itself in the same path. Good and evil will exist together. So therefore, you will have to constantly fight in a manner to ward off the evils that would beset these children. Now, children that come into the classroom who have been developed and well cared for at home will exemplify this when they come into the classroom. And they will have self-control, and they will have the ability to be able to do by lay and show respect to elders. They are taught this. But so many of our children come in the classroom who have no direction and no path. It is not the child's fault, because mothers, you are to set the example of the path. Give them a demonstration and then get out the way and help them to reinforce it and follow it by giving accusations and ensuring them that you will reward them for a diligently person. A person that is diligent will stay on the path. Constantly reward and admonish your children when they're doing the right thing. Don't always constantly find the wrong that you can accentuate. Accentuate the positive, and then the negative will soon become not in that child's life. Because if the child sees that he is pleasing you, he wants to be pleasing to you. He wants to be pleasing in every way. And this is the love you show him by rewarding and embracing him for deeds done well. But mothers, you cannot take falsehoods and biases and put them and impart them in the child's mind and turn the child against outside forces and people. You must let them frame their own opinion about persons, things, and places and develop their own character. And as they develop this character, you harness it. And you make sure that the environment will make for a good environment. So your job is to make the home life an environment that is conducive for a young child's life. And mothers, yes, you're going to have to put some time into the home. Yes, you're going to have to make some purchases of things. And you're going to have to create an environment that is loving and kind at home. And if you want a child to be condemning others, continue to condemn him, and he will. So, mothers, you have got to set example where our children are not coming out coveting other people's stuff. If you want your child to be a loving child that is giving and not someone who covets other people's stuff, then you must lay the foundation so he won't learn to covet other people's things by stealing. We ask, why are our children doing what they're doing, and why are they doing this and that? They're being disconnected from the home. they're strangers in our home, and then when we see what they can produce and we say, that's not my child, then whose child is he or hers? That means that you have not been doing a job at home to exemplify what they should or should not be doing. And mothers, I know that it gets hard sometimes, but fathers are going to be away at shore and sometimes away at work and traveling. So it is your job, mother. It is your job. And don't tell me you don't have a man at home, because women can raise male children. Maybe you cannot sharpen iron with iron, but you can lay the foundation and put them in the path of other males that are positive and keep them on the path of being involved in other males' lives. But you can do the job. But it's necessary, some point in their life, they must have a male to give direction for them, I know. So you must work hard, mothers, to get your children in programs like Boys and Girls programs and programs where they can have mentors. But it's very important that you should know, watch that child's life, and you'll be able to judge and to study that child, and you'll be able to take the pulse of when something's not right. You have to be the first teacher. Do not send your children into school to be taught if you have not taken forward and accepted the job of being the first teacher. You are the first teacher. And teachers, you must respect the fact that mother is that first teacher. What she says goes in that classroom. Do not try to alter what mother has already done in that child. It is very important that we take an alliance to work together as parents and teachers in these classrooms. Our children are leaving the schools broken, and the first concept is do no harm to the child, but much harm is coming to the child. And I want to speak to those educators, the harm that is being brought to these children. I want you to know it will be upon your head for judgment, because some of these things are unnecessary. The breaking down of the morale and breaking the child down to the point that they are not left whole. We must leave the child whole. Do no harm to the child, because it is only our place to set the environment up to make sure it's conducive for learning and the best practices, not to condemn the child and speak negative of what the child is bringing to the classroom. Whatever they come with, we must take it and use it to develop them, not abuse them with it. There's a lot of abuse that is unnecessary. These teachers that want to be hard and they're determined they're going to break a child down. No, you better be careful that you don't get broken down, because the child's spirit is not to be tampered with. And we are to harness that child's spirit and encourage that child to develop their spirit. Now, parents, you have got to be very cunning. When things are not right, you've got to speak up, and you've got to ask questions, and you've got to be an advocate for your child. I want you to understand those little delicate children who have been set aside and marked by Oladudamare for his worshiping. Woe unto those who would condemn or destroy those special children who have been marked for worshiping. Those children are farther being maltreated in the system. And that is why there are groups that are formed to oversee, to make sure these children are not further being broken down in the school system. Some of our children come out more broken than they were before they went into the school. That has to stop. So the spirit of the child, you say, Omi, is there? Yes, it is. Do I cultivate it in the church? No, you cultivate it at home. You build the first church for the child at home, the first sanctuary, the first altar, and teach the child to go to the altar. Teach the child confession. Teach the child to confess their sins and let them know that God